Proclamation number 4095 of 2nd of August, 1947. Glory of the spiritual realm. And I have no greater concern than to make you partakers of my kingdom which, with its glory, with its spiritual creations, offers unimagined bliss, which is therefore worth striving for beyond all measure. But, so that I am able to offer you all this, you humans must also be informed of what eternal glory consists of so that you strive to attain salvation and fulfill all conditions I have attached to the attainment of eternal bliss. You must unconsciously or consciously fulfill my will, i.e., be driven from within into loving activity or practice loving activity. Educate yourselves to love if you do not carry it within yourselves. And because you have a totally weakened will and would certainly never fulfill these conditions of mine if earthly life would give you complete satisfaction, I come to your aid in such a way that you admittedly do not recognize my help but rather doubt my will to help as well as me and my existence itself. You are so far behind in realization. You are in the knowledge of those who are no longer in contact with the original power from which they originated. You yourselves no longer have any powers of judgment and therefore believe what is presented to you without accounting for the extent to which what is offered to you corresponds to the truth. And therefore my first concern for the soul's salvation is the imparting of the pure truth. You must first accept this into your heart or you will not acknowledge the eternal truth itself and strive towards it. And therefore I will help you in every way, I will bring you the light to illuminate the still dark path, I will bring you the eternal truth. I convey it to you through my word and confirm it through my obvious influence. I fulfill what seers and prophets have proclaimed to you long before. I give my word even more emphasis by putting countless people into a state of anxiety from which they can still flee to me in their distress. I use the sharpest means, so to speak, in order to influence the human being without coercion who is not yet entirely of bad will. I inflict many pains on people who are still attached to earthly matter too much in order to teach them to overcome the latter. For in order to be able to enjoy the spiritual kingdom in all its glory, matter must first have been completely overcome. My aim is your happiness, and therefore I must inflict a misfortune on you now. But one day you will recognize my care, my love for you, and blessed are those who then stand at the gate of heaven, who no longer allow themselves to be beguiled by the world for the sake of the spiritual kingdom. Blessed are those who are already convinced of my love on earth, who humbly accept all adversity and know that I only send them what is best for them. For they have faith and belong to my own, otherwise they would lack realization. But anyone who knows about my love for my living creations is not as much affected by adversity, by earthly suffering and hardship, even though he is confronted with them, for he always retains hope and firm confidence in my help despite all difficulties in life, because he also recognizes my love in suffering and throws himself into the Father's arms like a child, hoping for his help. But he also knows that earthly life is only a school for life in eternity and that it therefore has to be difficult if the human being is to attain the highest maturity of soul on earth. And he abides by my promise, what no man's eye has ever seen and what no man's ear has ever heard, these I have prepared for those who love me. I truly know no greater joy than to make my creatures happy, because I have loved them from the beginning and will never cease to love them. If my creatures have left me, I nevertheless do not rest in regaining them again. For I will not give up in eternity what was once mine, and I will certainly achieve the return, but often only after an infinitely long time. But in order to shorten the time of their being far from me, which is also a time of wretchedness, I use all means. And likewise in the last time before the end, for now there is great danger that they will no longer recognize me, that they will no longer love me and therefore even deny me with a completely turned away mind if I do not help them in such a way that they have to recognize me and can love me if only they are of good will. Yet everything I do is based on my love which never ends and is eternally intended for my living creations. Amen.